Gundam Wing Symbiote Verse. Created by Opal Song
and Aka Devna.
A sky red from the blood, rose cheeks dull from the mud, hands worn through from the sludge, a self no longer begrudged, and murder is a potion of love, sacrifice devotion thereof, and he without sin never was. Now a changing of the guard has begun. A kingdom that belies the internal is the prison of the mind that's infernal. And eternal is the lie turned plague. So I've dug this grave so my truth won't fade. I feel the war paint on my face. I feel the ground tremble and quake. I feel my heart sink to the pace that these war drums make. I feel alive and awake.
Oh my word. You mentioned symbiotes and my brain was on Gundam Wing. And, now I have a whole verse? I'll wait till we've chatted about the rest of this, but, yeah, it is happening. Dude, I made up a whole symbiote verse and Wufei is so sad. But okay, are we kind of sort of done with this one for now, or do you have more to say?
Tell me more about symbiote verse.
Symbiote verse! So, yes! Okay, in... what?
Nothing. It's just been so long since we've recorded a notfic, I forgot.
forgot the noises my voice can make.
I forgot how emotive you are, and it's fucking fantastic.
Good. Oh, okay. Good. In this verse, it is canon, obviously. But the doctors found an asteroid, or WTF ever. They found a symbiote and then started experimenting like the dubious people they are. So you need a symbiote to pilot a Gundam to fully integrate or whatever with the system. Jay, because he is a skeevy jerk, was also experimenting on Hero. Alternately, because I'm not actually sure where Hero comes from, but I kinda headcanon that he was grown in a lab more than born. And at an embryonic, or whatever hand-wavy symbiote biology we want to go with, symbiote merged with him as a baby. Which means it got mostly absorbed into him and he developed with stuff like an amazing ability to heal and strength, etc. But no separate consciousness. Like when he jumped from the cliff, he could just stick his leg back together. Or the self-destruct. Where in this universe, he actually blew himself to pieces, but then literally pulled himself back together. This also means that he can integrate with Wing fine on his own. He has no idea symbiotes exist. Duo. He merged with the symbiote as a kid. Pre-church. Pre-plague, too. His symbiote is on the run from other symbiotes, so it wants to stay hidden, so it doesn't show itself. Duo has no idea that he has an actual separate being slash alien in his head. He hears voices. Well, one specific voice. And he is extra good at stealth and stuff, but he never realizes the symbiote is helping him. To bring the angst, the symbiote thinks its bros are chasing it. Maybe they are? And therefore thinks that all the shit that happens to Duo, plague, church, etc., is its fault. Spoilers, it isn't. Which means Duo has a voice in his head that is convinced that everything is its fault. Also that it is being hunted. Even though the voice tries to stay quiet. On a happier note, no one expected him to steal Death Scythe because it needs a symbiote to pilot. Presumably the intended pilot was going to be given a symbiote. Duo is in awe at how shitty the security on it is. Troa. Oh, Tro! So, symbiotes are not common knowledge in this world. The techs working on heavy arms know something is up, but whatever, new technology, shrug, right? Except then some people involved don't want Troa Barton OG to have the Gundam and get someone else to pilot. Here's the kicker. Troa isn't the first person they put in the cockpit. The first person they try is their first choice. Trustworthy, loyal, etc. He dies. Messily. After which Tro is chosen because he is expendable. Sad face. He lives, though. His symbiote is a spy, which helps him out. They adapt to each other pretty well. Worldbuilding sidebar. The symbiotes decided a while ago not to invade Earth's sphere due to the proliferation of sonic weapons. Therefore, this isn't the scouting alien invasion force. These are the remnants of that. Or like, Duos is a fugitive. Troz is probably there just to keep an eye on things. One is Defo being held by the doctors to experiment on and breed. They are so skeevy. And I'll get to Q and FaZe.
Oh my goodness, I'm just on a water break and I have so many things to say. Goddamn, I am so here for this verse. Goddamn.
Yeah? Catra. So, Q's story is pretty similar. He impressed the doctor by rescuing himself and them, etc. So the doctor built him a Gundam. But also, remember how I hinted that the skeevy doctors were breeding symbiotes? Yeah. The doctor specifically wants Q to pilot, so he breeds a symbiote to match with Q. Because everything about Q is designer. This also means that Q's symbiote doesn't really know stuff about symbiote culture or whatever. It is a fully formed symbiote. No hero embryo shit here. But no history. Therefore, when they meet Duo, this symbiote recognizes cousin, but not wanted by the symbiote cops, or whatever. It also means that Q functionally has a BB symbiote with him during the war, or at least a teen symbiote, and that they bonded when the symbiote was a baby. Woofay. Blah, ha, 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 the angst! One of the symbiotes from the first wave, slash whatever, stuck around after, when all its fellow scouting party was killed off slash left. Because it bonded with someone. Someone who ended up on L5. Or someone whose descendant ended up on L5. I don't know about timelines here. In any case, by the time canon happens, this symbiote, possibly it was actually here way in advance, is revered on L5. One of the reasons they're chosen to have a Gundam is because they already have a symbiote. It isn't common knowledge that it is an alien or even that it's sentient, I think. But every generation it chooses a host. And this generation it chose Marin, which makes her both high priest in training and also the Gundam pilot. Q cannon! And fire and death and shit. And Marin dying. And because of fire and Sonic and etc., the symbiote being expelled from her and not able to save her. And Wufei is left with a choice. Because he is healthy and the symbiote is asking. It has learned consent. And it didn't kill Marin. Oz did. And he says yes and they merge. Only, they are not a good fit. Wufei's body is constantly trying to expel and kill the invader, and the symbiote has to constantly try and fight off Fei's body just enough, but not too much, or it will kill him. And the amount of heads they eat is enormous because of the energy they need to stay alive. Luckily, war. And they are both in massive amounts of pain all the time. Like, massive. And they don't agree on much, but they agree on revenge. And that is really the only thing keeping either of them alive and from consuming each other. So during canon, Faye really has zero shits to give about anyone except himself and his vengeance. And neither does his symbiote. So it definitely gives no fucks about Duos if it even notices it. Duo meets Hero and neither notice anything. Because Hero feels off enough that Duos doesn't peg it as a symbiote, and doesn't show itself, obviously. And Hero is used to people being much less breakable than normal, so just doesn't notice. Duo meets Q, and Q's goes, "Big brother!" And Duo is all like, "What the fuck?" And finds out he has an alien in his head, and that he isn't hearing voices. Or, well, he is, but it has sentience behind it. So, and his symbiote is all, oh shit! But Q's knows nothing, so Duos does actually act like a big sibling. Troz takes an instant liking to Q's. Everyone likes Q's, even Faze. After the war, all the symbiotes actually take a moment and notice Hero. And so, what the fuck? Why does he feel like an infant? And then all the symbiotes treat Hero like a baby. It is hilarious. But he slowly, or quickly, learns how to do most of the Venom-type things. I think they do eventually free the symbiotes enslaved by the doctors and maybe kill the doctors for skeeviness. Maybe? And also Lena's reaction? What happens to Wufei plus symbiote post-war? Please help!
All of this is so damn amazing, and so I'm gonna start from the beginning on it, okay? Okay. Excited! Hero. Hero over here not comprehending that he isn't normal, and his standard of endurance and pain and injury is not normal, just makes so much sense. Also, Hero's symbiote technically is a baby, one who never really got to come into their own as their own being, but they would still feel like that to the others once they know, even though they've bonded. And it's so damn funny. Oh my gosh, Hero would not stand for it. Duo. Fugitive symbiote is such a good fit for him. God, with all of Duo's skill sets too, it's just so good. There is so much guilt in this one flippin' head, I swear to God. The voice tries to stay silent, but what happens when Duo starts talking to Deathscythe? Does it take the opportunity to take up the mantle, or question mark? Duo, most every security system looks like shit when you're the one handy, but no, this time it really was shitty security. Troa. Oh gosh, the only reason Tro even gets to attempt to pilot is because he's expendable. God damn. I love the corresponding skills with the symbiotes, yes. How does Tro end up with his, though? Found it while it was passing through people trying to get information on our planet and how likely we were to destroy them if they became common knowledge? One too many jorts through military facilities? While it's not an invasion force, there's still a clear threat simply by the nature of existence. Also, the doctors are so flippin' skeezy! New word. Cross between skeevy and sleazy. Q. This is, surprise, surprise, my favorite backstory. Literally, the whole designer thing, it makes so much sense. A blank slate symbiote who knows nothing of who they are or where they come from, who grows with Q. He has small, learning symbiote with him who, oh my gosh, would be so protective of his perfect host because wowzers! Wufei. Oh, god damn it, Opal Song! God damn it! I knew the moment we started on this that there would be something absolutely gut-wrenching for Wufei, and I was not wrong! Gosh darn it, this is so angsty, but I love it. Wufei taking on the symbiote to get justice for her death, even though it is not a good match, is so damn Wufei. Also, the other symbiote would have known Marin and been with her for some time. So he knew her and can be that voice of what would she do to him. Also, symbiote and Wufei are both wholeheartedly invested in vengeance. I never knew how much I needed Duo and Q as Simbi bros until now, and yes, oh goodness. Also, Duo finding out about the alien in his head through meeting the guys, i.e. Q, is so good for me. Also, Tro knows instantly who Duo's is, but doesn't do anything about it. He's a spy, not a cop. And Duo's is obviously just invested in staying alive. Yes, they storm the labs and free their brothers and sisters. Okay, so, Relina's reaction. Well, Relina over here is most attached to Hero, and look, she would have seen him jumping straight off that flipping cliff and then his leg, like, I think, one, she starts to realize as she meets them that these boys are not all human. Two, she definitely has a bit of a freak out over Hero and the cliff thing, but it doesn't dampen her desire to know him, because it's Relina and Relina will be Relina.
Clarification for Tro. The symbiote was hanging out in the Gundam, placed there by the doctors. They tested it and it was a good match for Tro Barton OG, and just had it somehow attached or integrated or something so it couldn't run away, waiting for its host. All the techs know is that when someone tries to steal it the first time, they die messily. Because symbiote bonds only, not a good fit. I think actually that one of the symbiotes makes a comment later about Tro being very adaptable, kind of like a universal donor for bonding. Still don't know what happens after the war with Faye. OMG, I just had a thought. In the first half, when Lena sees the Hero duo confrontation, what if Duo actually shot Hero then? Only he healed. And Duo and Lena are like, what the fuck? And Hero just doesn't really notice because, like, bullets hurt but aren't generally a problem. And so now Lena isn't only after him because getting to know your local terrorist, but also alien conspiracy. OMFG! Lena has a massive alien conspiracy hobby post-war. Duo thinks it is hilarious and refuses to say anything because A, his symbiote still hates revealing itself, and B, LOL! Q's is gradually forcing them all to open up. Forcing trust exercises.
I completely... I completely forgot about the universal donor thing. And I'm just over here just like, yeah, universal plug-in, just switch out whenever you need. Also, getting to know your local terrorist is the best fucking line I think I've ever heard you say. Oh my god.
It is a really good line. And I want to use it in the summary, except that, like, it has nothing to do with the fic. I want a meme.
We can use it as a title. Like a getting to know your local terrorist.
Just like a picture of Relina.
I've just got the idea of like one of those old like propaganda things with somebody with their thumbs up, like getting to know your local terrorist.
Oh, but it has to be Relina.
It has to be Relina.
It has to be Relina smiling like she's on a presidential campaign or something.
Oh, God.
Oh, Relina. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I still don't know what happens with Faye after the war. Other than death.
I mean, yeah. But I mean.
We could just leave
my
it.
My thing is that. We'll just... I mean, yeah, but here's the thing is that I have so much pain because, like, if the symbiote leaves him, it's like he's already done so much fucking damage to his body. Like, he's gonna die, so he's just gonna live with it.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
except that they can't. Like, it's not sustainable, you know?
Yeah, it's not sustainable.
And the symbiote is gonna die if it leaves Wu Fei.
Yeah.
So, like I thought maybe what could happen with Wu Fei is like they free all the captive symbiotes and one of them could be a good match for Fei. Like that could be a thing. Wu Fei post-war with a baby symbiote.
Yeah. Oh, and then Q over here with his baby symbiote being like, I can help. Like, oh.
And the baby symbiote being the only thing that's holding his body together.
Oh,
and Wu Fei being all like, I don't want it. I hate it. Vengeance. Like, ugh, now that my vengeance is over, what do I do? Blah, 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 blah. Like, I might as well die. And baby symbiote being like, don't die. And then him growing to love and care for baby symbiote. And then both really like reading books.
Oh, babies. And I just have...
I don't know what...
oh no, and I just was like, oh, you know, vengeance is done, I might as well die. And other, like, original, like, Marin symbiote over here just like, bitch, you better not. No fucking way.
Oh, I love that.
Because it's, oh, you know, he's Marin's, like, he was Marin's. So it's just like, oh no, you yep. better don't. Like, no way.
Oh, yes, oh. I like that. I like that. Okay.
Literally, he's okay. just yeets himself out of Faye's body and is like, here, take this.
This one is good. It will heal you. I'll teach it.
Have a baby.
I feel like whoever gets... Yeah, exactly. Care for it. Call it your own.
Just this idea of this random scientist just fucking throwing a symbiote at Faye. Have a baby.
The end.
The end.
If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for us, because feedback is great and we want to know your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this will be on AO3.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Am I gonna need tequila?
Drink water. Stay hydrated. You'll need the water more. You'll need the water more. Tears aren't made of tequila.
Yeah, I need the water to replace all that I lose from the tears.
Well, you know, I make you cry in the best way.
Yeah, I know. I know, I know. Smug shit, I know.
Well, I mean, I have to be smug about something.
Yeah, hold on. Let me just move my coffee and my water off of my desk so that it's not doing things to my recording.
Also possibly away from your router.
Yeah, don't worry. Oh, it is actually near my router. Actually, hold on. Shut up!
Oh! Hashtag win! Simbi Bros!